So hey. Look how we are in alignment. We are going to start off with antisocial butterfly. That is going to be the first one. So let's get into that.
I wish I could start a conversation, get in situations where I'm comfortable enough to tell you what I'm thinking or how I'm really feeling, but I'm so insecure. I wish I could go out to a party, be like everybody, let it loose and let the music take over my body, talk with those around me, but I'm so insecure. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly, go easy on me. I just learned how to fly. I've been falling and fighting, growing and hiding, but I'm still finding my way. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly. An antisocial butterfly, yeah. Social butterfly. I wish I could call him up and tell him that I'm free next weekend. Make yourself available and sink into the rhythms. Tell me how you're feeling, but I'm so insecure. Come and put your hands around my waist. You can swing by my place. Really wanna feel you. I've been thinking about you all day. These things I wish I could say, but I'm so insecure. So please forgive me. Antisocial butterfly, go easy on me. I just learned how to fly. I've been falling and fighting, growing and hiding, but I'm still finding my way. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly, yeah. An antisocial butterfly.
I finally got a taste of freedom, and it's
to spending quality time without you by my side, and I feel just fine. Cause I finally got a taste of freedom, self-doubt and shame, don't need them, listening to my own drum. Cause I finally got a taste of freedom, it's my favorite song, singing by the freedom.
Of uncertainty, living through time zones, would they have time to think of me? How much space have I left in their memory? I want the muscle memory of my touch to be enough to last through this so long and farewell. I hope the glance we shared across the room translated to I'm really gonna miss you. I could just be a shrug of the heart. How do I hold the attention of someone who wasn't even looking for start? Hold their gaze from 1,277 miles apart.
Find someone by then. I would
Okay, and we are back. Let's go through some of the tracks that we heard. We were just talking as we were listening to music about the settings that I envision when I'm listening to some of these songs. I picture beach, eating grapes.
Yes, love a good grape.
Love a good grape. Driving with the top down, feet in the grass, mm-hmm. you know, very, very spring, summer vibes, yes. you know what I mean? So I love that. But let's go through some of the tracks that we heard. Mm-hmm. First off, it was Antisocial Butterfly, followed by Taste of Freedom. And then we heard I'm Not Just From California. And to end things off, it was I Know I'm a Hopeless Romantic. I love it. I love it. Okay, so I have a few more questions before we end the show. Yeah. We were talking about how the fact that this hour goes by so quickly.
It's like insane. I feel like we started a minute ago.
I swear. Okay, so my first question to you is about inspiration. Mm. And I'm curious as to like what gets you inspired?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think definitely my life is probably the biggest one. Just things that are happening. I always love a good story, and storytelling is at the heart of what I do. So anything that I am going through that I believe would make a good story or that other people might connect with, I love to write about. But then also too, I think the art of other artists as well. I love Beyonce, hey. Lauryn Hill, yes. Corinne Bailey Rae, India Arie. And so going back and listening to their projects and you know, just seeing the work that they've put in or just how they've been able to just come up with something so beautiful and cohesive and conceptual always inspires me and pushes me to want to, you know, elevate my art. So I would say those are probably the two biggest inspirations, my life and then the art of artists I admire.
I love that. My next question for you is, what would you say has been your proudest moment as an artist so far?
Whoa, that's a good question.
Because let me, as you're thinking,
yeah.
I think as creative people,
yeah.
we need to pat ourselves on the back all the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you go through the motion of the journey
mm-hmm.
and don't always stop to think about those moments,
mm-hmm.
you know? So curious. It could be a bunch of them too.
Yeah, I'd say there's three.
Okay.
The first is putting this project out, super, super, super independent. Like I was at such a low point before working on this. And I was speaking to you a little bit about some of those things
mm-hmm.
during some of the breaks, but, the fact that I did not give up on myself and still put it out and did a whole business report for the parents, you know, that was something that I don't know, I'm just proud that I stuck with it.
Yes.
Then I would say I sang the anthem at BC Place
yes.
for the inaugural game of the Northern Super League.
Nice.
And so my parents were there, and I just think it was just such a surreal moment to just be singing in a stadium for like 14,000 people.
Facts.
At a place that I grew up going to for soccer games and stuff, and for them to see me, I think was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say the last one is Reading Rainbow, which is...
Oh my gosh, nostalgia.
Yeah.
How old are you, girl? Like,
I was not really conscious when the original came out, but they've recently rebooted it, and
yeah.
I sing the theme song for it.
Oh my gosh.
And, yeah, just seeing videos of, like, kids singing along to it has been so sick. Like, recently, Michael, the librarian who hosts,
yes.
He tagged me in a video because he went to, I think, elementary school in Kansas, and they were all singing along to my version.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, this is so sweet. Like, I'm so honored. This is so, like, just giving me all the warm feelings. So that's been just so incredible to be a part of something that's so wholesome and is leaving such a positive impact on people, especially now. I feel like reading is something we need to...
Fundamental.
It is fundamental,
mm-hmm.
and it's important, and
mm-hmm.
there's so many stories to discover.
Absolutely.
And so many things to learn in books. So.
And I don't think we read enough these days,
yeah.
unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I love that. And then there's a third, right?
That was the third.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. Okay. So my next question, because I can't believe it, 11 minutes to go, guys. So I want to make sure that I ask you this question, which is, what's next for you? Like, what else do you have on the go? Are there any shows or anything like that? Yeah, please share.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm writing a whole bunch
okay.
right now and thinking of the next era of music, and I'm really excited about the things that I've been cooking up. So that's basically where my head has been. I'm also, like, school right now is definitely picking up. I feel like I always have a side quest going on, so there's a bunch of that, but for music, I'm really excited about what I'm working on.
Okay.
And you can follow me
yes.
on all social media platforms.
Please, let's plug the things.
Yes.
Especially your website too, right? So,
yes.
Yeah. So how could we find you online?
Yeah, it's everything is at Bukola Music,
mm-hmm.
which is Bukola Music. And that's my handle for all my social media. And that's the domain for my website as well, bukolamusic.com. So yeah. Come by and say hi and, you know, let me know that you were listening to this.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm always excited to connect with new people. And yeah.
I love that. And I have one last question, which is completely unrelated because
yes.
we do talk about food on the show.
Yes.
And if you do follow Bukola on Instagram, you will see that she is a lover of jollof rice.
Yes.
So I am just before I, you know, play play the last track for the day. What is your favorite thing to eat? Is it jollof?
Jollof is definitely up there. Yeah. This is so funny. I'm the kind of person that I eat one food and I'll just just eat it every single day.
I hear you.
And so my mom was not impressed with me literally last night because I love spaghetti and I eat spaghetti for breakfast, I'll eat it for lunch, and I'll eat it for dinner. So yeah, spaghetti is up there. I love cake and I love jollof rice.
Oh, I love that you love cake, but I just want to say I had spaghetti for lunch yesterday.
Yes!
So I feel you.
It's so good.
Trust and believe.
I love spaghetti so much. And it's with like a stew that my mom makes that we put on rice. So it's like I'm going to call it my Nigerian spaghetti.
Love it. I love it. Okay, Bukola, I want to just thank you so much for hanging out with me this
thanks
hour.
Thanks for having me.
Holy, this was such a great conversation. We could probably have chatted for another hour, but
for sure.
I can't. Unfortunately, there is another a group coming through. So again, thanking you, and wishing you all the best. And please, listen to the EP. It is fantastic. I will be putting all of Bukola's contact info and details and how to connect in the show notes today. So it will be super, super easy for you. And I want to thank you guys all for listening and hanging out with us today for another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. And if you're on Instagram, you can also find Beats and Eats there too. You just need to search Beats and Eats BC to connect. Before I make way for the next show, Young Artist Bedroom, we're going to hear from one more track from Bukola, and then I'm going to end off with another, I'll call it a mystery track. But right now we're going to listen to Could Have Been a Doctor.
When are you gonna get a real job?
I could have been a doctor, 'cause I help everybody else with their problems. But when it comes to mine, I can't seem to solve them. In another life, maybe I'd be a doctor. Could have been pleasing my family. Golden child, everyone's happy, yeah. Everyone but me. 'Cause every time I could jump ship, something tells me that I shouldn't let go with ease. When did it become so wrong to dream? When did it become so hard to try and see? Life beyond monochrome possibilities. Since I was a young girl, mama said I like to argue. That's true, I do. Always been one to stand 10 toes down in the wrong shoes, being guided by the woes of my truth. Could have been pleasing my family. Golden child, everyone's happy. Everyone but me. Every time I could jump ship, something tells me that I shouldn't let go with ease. When did it become so wrong to dream? When did it become so hard to try and see? Life beyond monochrome possibilities. Tell me, when did it become so wrong to dream? They say I'm in over my head, swimming in the deep end.
love and those you love, they want to see you do well, and they want to ensure your happiness, but we have to create our own happiness, and we have to find it within ourselves and do what makes us happy.
Sending